France has announced that it will extend internal border controls with its neighboring Schengen countries until April 20th, 2025. This extension comes as part of heightened security measures introduced in response to growing concerns over public safety and terrorism threats. The new set of border checks will come into effect on November 1st. They will affect travelers entering France from neighboring countries such as Belgium, Spain, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Germany, and Italy. Normally, travelers within the Schengen zone can cross borders without having to go through passport checks. However, citing security concerns due to heightened terrorism threats, France has opted to extend its internal border controls, which were originally set to expire on October 31st. The new measures will remain in place until April 20th, 2025. Travelers passing between France and its neighboring Schengen countries, such as Belgium, Spain, Luxembourg, Switzerland, Germany, and Italy, should prepare for increased border checks, requiring visitors to show their passports. While these additional checks focus on France's Schengen borders, travelers entering the country from non-Schengen countries, such as the United States, will see no change to the current procedures, as passports and customs controls are already in place. Similarly, the new rules do not affect requirements for passport stamps or the 90-day maximum stay for non-EU nationals traveling within the Schengen zone. For travelers planning trips to France from neighboring Schengen countries, the extended border controls are likely to lead to delays, particularly at land border crossings. Those entering France by car or bus from countries such as Germany and Belgium should expect longer wait times as security checks are ramped up. This mirrors what is happening at the German border, where increased checks have led to traffic jams and delays for travelers. Land borders are expected to be the most affected, as long lines and traffic bottlenecks are likely to form due to the enhanced ID checks. Travelers flying into France from any of the six bordering Schengen countries may also face increased security procedures, but can generally expect less disruption compared to those crossing by road or rail. Increased security checks are becoming more common across the Schengen zone, with countries such as Germany, Austria, and Slovenia implementing similar controls. These temporary measures are permissible under Schengen rules, particularly when national security is involved. For those planning to travel into France during this period, flexibility and preparation are key. Travelers crossing into France by car or bus should allow extra time for potential delays and plan their journeys accordingly. It is advisable to carry proper identification documents such as a passport or national ID card and be prepared for additional checks, particularly at busier land borders like those with Germany and Spain. Air travelers should stay informed of any potential changes in security procedures at airports, though disruptions at these entry points are expected to be less severe than at land borders. Additionally, travelers who have connecting flights in neighboring Schengen countries should allow extra time between flights to accommodate possible delays at security checkpoints. For those planning to travel during the holiday season, booking flights early and monitoring border control updates will help mitigate the impact of these disruptions. Staying flexible with travel dates and routes could also help travelers avoid the worst delays. The extension of France's border controls highlights the evolving security landscape in Europe. While the new measures are meant to safeguard public safety, travelers may face longer wait times and increased disruptions, particularly at land borders. For those planning to travel between France and its neighboring Schengen countries, the key is preparation. Booking trips early, carrying proper identification, and allowing extra time for border crossings will help mitigate the impact of these new restrictions. From a broader perspective, these increased border controls underscore the importance of flexibility in travel planning, especially as security concerns continue to shape travel within the Schengen zone. As other countries such as Germany and Austria implement similar measures, travelers should remain aware of potential delays throughout the region. Ultimately, staying informed and adapting to changing travel conditions will be crucial for navigating this period of heightened security.